You know, this is the amazing thing about what's going on. I mean, I know you're not getting a rest. There's no way to take a break with what's going on. This tidal wave, you know, we keep using the same terminology, tidal wave, seismic shift that's taking place. It's just amazing. And I mean, you know, to look at a place like Nativ and so many that are popping up, you know, specifically a lot of them in Texas, but different people contacting you, contacting me, saying, you know, we're forming a community. We're forming, you know, a Noahide community. We're forming a Gare community. We're, you know, forming a Torah community. There is no rest. Don't expect any, Rod.
No, there isn't any rest. And I think this is really probably the most positive thing about the age that we're living in. It's an organic thing that is sort of taken on its own life. And we are reminded weekly of individuals who are leaving their idolatry, their particular religious views, whether it's Islam or Christianity, and wanting to come to the knowledge of God from a Torah Jewish perspective. Mm-hmm. And it's such a great honor to sort of be in that position to become a bridge to help people either toward that goal of knowing their place in the nations as righteous Gentiles, or if they have a Jewish neshama to convert. And one of these people who has really been very instrumental in the beginning part of my journey, we're going to have on tonight, because I used to secretly listen to him, and he runt me with a few perspectives that I listened to, and so he is actually the bane of my existence right now. No, I'm just
what do you mean? You're already on a show with me.
No, not just you. It's besides you. It's
You're not talking about. But you know what? Do you know what's amazing too, Rod, is that not only physical places like Nativ, but look at what's going on the internet. Look at what's going on Facebook. I mean, you and I are involved in some groups, but every day there's another group that pops up.
And these are groups that are not just with 20 people. There are a couple of hundred people that are on these groups, like what was it called? Leaving Christianity, a secret group, and then they have a public group on Facebook. There's Jason Spiritual Babes.
Torah Babies.
Torah Babies. Help me think of some of them. There are probably 75 different sites that I can think of now that are Jewish and sort of what we call non-Jewish, righteous Gentile, pointing people in the direction of Torah sites. And they're fantastic sites. These are not just some, crazy, you know, theological sites. These are sites that are well-grounded, have good rabbis. When you look at that one site on Facebook, Leaving Christianity, look at how many rabbis that are on that site that are just solid Orthodox rabbis that are helping people come out of their world that they've been in.
You know? Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the person that you're talking about tonight, what's interesting is that, you know, when I came back to radio and started doing radio again, he was one of the first people that I got involved in doing radio again.
You know, this guy is a mystery. Everybody's kind of wondering who we're talking about. So why don't you take time to introduce him?
So this is a good friend of mine and a good friend of Rod's and a good friend of many of you and a not so good friend of many, many people, because he gets as much flack as you and I do. He's my dear friend from down under, from Aussie, Jono Vandoor. Jono?
G'day, man.
G'day.
G'day, Ira. G'day, Rod. Hello. Thank you so much for having me on the program. I'm very excited.
You're excited?
I'm excited. I'm also intrigued. Not only am I excited, but I'm intrigued because Rod said something that I find very interesting. And if I could just come back to that in your introduction, Rod, did I understand that you said you were a secret listener of truthtoyou.org? You used to come to Truth to You by night. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. We're talking about late at night with my earplugs on and no one knowing in the darkness of my room. It was like pulling a fifth of whiskey out from under my pillow during prohibition.
Let me ask you, where were you at when that was happening, and what were some of the thoughts that went through your mind as you were listening? Was it a taboo thing for you?
Wait a minute. Who's doing the interviewing here?
Hey,
man, I'm doing the interview. I'm in control. This is what I do. I'm the interviewer. Rod, tell me. Tell me what's going on.
We're talking now. We're not even on the radio. We're just talking now, right? No, this is the deal. I was a pastor of a church, right? At this time, it was 500 or so odd people, and a successful church. But deep down inside, because of my study, I'd already shifted, right? My mind was already made up. I just didn't know where I was going to go. So I had no idea at this point that there was anything messianics, or what do they call them, Hebrew roots. Didn't know any of those things, right? And someone sent an email or something, said, hey, what do you think of this guy? Like this is the new fool on the block, right? What do you think of this guy? And it was truthtoyou.org. And it was frustrating because I was trying to find truth, T-O-O, truth, T-W-O.
I am so amazed. Every time I look at my stats, there's all the, you know, these people came from Google, or they came from whatever search engine. Truth. Two T-O-O-U-Y-O. I introduce the program, it's truth2letteru.org, people. It's all right.
That has to be an Australian thing. But anyway, okay, let me just say, I found you and one of you, I think it was one of your interviews that you you were dealing with some specific theological question. And I was like, wow, now this is a guy that understands what I understand. And so I started listening to you and hearing your interviews, and what was at the time that you were doing this, I don't know that you were putting out as much material as you do now, but everything that you put out, I was listening to. And I just want to say that you are such an incredible encouragement, because at this point, outside of you being in Australia, I thought I was the only person floating in this sea of systematic theology versus Torah Judaism. And you were a light.
The reason why I ask you that, Rod, is because it's fascinating to me that there's a Truth to You Facebook page. And I think that's got maybe something like 2,500 likes, which is wonderful. And g'day to everybody out there who visits that Facebook page. But when you go to the stats of Truth to You, there are thousands of hits, people who are listening to programs all around the world, but they're not waving the flag, so to speak. A lot of people, I have to come to the conclusion that a lot of people are listening in secret, which is a very encouraging thing. They keep coming back. They listen in secret. They take the information in at their own leisure. They consider it, and they do so carefully. And because it is one of those websites, particularly if you're coming from a Christian background, it's one of those websites that's going to give you information that you've never been allowed to, that isn't it, Ira, the taboo information that you're not allowed to have.
Sure.
You're not allowed to consider within the confines of the church, the organization.
Absolutely. So let's go back a little bit, because the information that you're putting out now, the type of content that you're producing on Truth to You with people like Rabbi Michael Skoback and Rabbi Tovia Singer and Jason Spiritual Babies and Rabbi Stuart Fedoro and the different people that you're having on, many of the same people that we have on A Light to the Nations.
Before you go on, I should just say that Rabbi Stuart Fedoro has actually never been on Truth to You. Isn't that strange? But he has, just so everyone knows, he has an excellent website, and I do believe it's called What Jews Believe. Not only is there an excellent website, he has a book as well, and an app that you can download to your phone or your device, whatever it may be, that gives you the necessary quick information to any questions that you may encounter in regards to Jewish Christian apologetics, Ira.
Yeah, so I just want to go back and say that the content that you're producing now is not the same content that you always produced. So why don't you go back tell us a little bit about how Truth to You started, what type of content you were producing, and kind of maybe segue for us of what happened in your life that suddenly now there was this dramatic shift in the type of material that you were presenting on Truth to You.
So that's so true. And it's Truth to You has always been a reflection of my personal journey. It's always been, because I've tried to exercise integrity as to what I present and put out there according to what I now understand. And when I first began Truth to You, I was a very dedicated Christian. I was a street evangelist, Ira. I would go out on the street and stop people and tell them that they're going to hell and they need to accept Jesus and do all of these ones. And at the same time, around that same time, I discovered Shabbat. And there was always a struggle within me as to how these two things fit together. And I had, there was some programs that I put out, just generally, you know, Christian programs, challenging programs for the Christian, because not every Christian wants to get out on the street and stop people and talk to them. But these were the kind of challenges that, that Truth to You began with. Now, as I was also doing a theology degree, which I completed, and all these things were happening. It was very turbulent, a very turbulent time for me, because I'm trying to get deeper into my biblical understanding. I was very zealous for my faith, but at the same time, I was finding theological clashes between the Tanakh, the Old Testament, and the New Testament. So it began with Shabbat, and that was the thread that just kept running, and that was the thread that that just kept demolishing slowly but surely so much of my Christian theology and Christian understanding, to the point where I then called myself, I suppose, a Torah observant Christian. Now, some people call themselves Messianic, some people call them Hebrew root people, whatever it may be. But really, you know, you can put them generally in the same box. They're people who believe in the New Testament. They also uphold the Torah. And I couldn't find anyone else like me anywhere. And I was desperate to find people that I could put on the program of Truth to You and like-minded people. And it was, I had no idea where to find such people. And eventually, through surfing on the web, searching here and there, and finding links and websites and congregations, I started to find people like that. Well, that was Truth to You. I put some of these people that I had some respect for, that I felt was spoke with integrity. I would interview them on the program, and the Truth to You was that, represented that for quite some time. And you know, you had people like Rico Cortez and Brad Scott, and good heavens, there's quite a number of people who would champion the New Testament, but also champion the Torah. And to say that these two things were compatible, which is a very, very difficult thing to do. And yet this is what I did for a number of years. Now, about, I don't know, Ira, was it about 2 or 3 years ago, someone suggested to me, it was Jeff Gilbert. You know Jeff?
I do.
Of TalkingTorah.org, I believe it is. And Jeff said, Jeff challenged me on the deity of Jesus, the deity of Yeshua. Which really rocked me, because that's just one of those taboo things that you're not even allowed to think about, Ira. Otherwise, you're going to go to hell, right? Just for thinking about it. And that was exceptionally challenging for me. But he really did make a very strong case. And when I looked at it in the Bible, even in the New Testament, I had to come to the conclusion that he was right, that Jesus was, in fact, not God. And so things rapidly spiraled from that point on, and it eventually led me to say that I was shelving the New Testament and I was refining my faith to the Tanakh. And the final nail in the coffin, if I can use that expression, that's probably not the best one, really did come from Rabbi Tovia Singer. When I was out on the street evangelizing, and I was doing Truth to You from that perspective, I was using Way of the Master, which was developed by Ray Comfort, and is wayofthemaster.com, I think it is. And he has an evangelizing technique, which includes the use of the Torah. And I had frustrations with these guys, because they would say, you're going to hell because you did not observe the fourth commandment. Now you need to become a Christian so you don't have to observe the fourth commandment. And I thought, this doesn't make sense. And surfing around on the internet, I found a discussion between Rabbi Tovia Singer and Todd Friel of Way of the Master Radio. And I was so happy that I had found someone, a Jewish person, who was offering a pro-Torah perspective to the Way of the Master organization. And as I listened for the very first time to Jewish apologetics, I thought, oh my goodness, they have answers. Jews actually, not only, I mean, they have answers, and they have, their apologetics makes sense, and they've got good apologetics. And I never really thought too much more about it, because, you know, it's one of those, again, it's one of those taboo things, until I'd given up on the deity of Yeshua, and I thought, I really need to ask myself, why do I believe that Jesus is the Messiah? And isn't that the question that it comes down to for so many people? Why is it that I believe, besides the fact that I was brought up in the church, why do I believe that Jesus was the Messiah? And so I didn't know where to turn, and all I could remember was there was that guy named Tobias Singer who seemed to have answers. So I got on the internet, and I found his MP3s. And I thought, okay, I'm going to listen to these, and I'm going to see, you know, I'm going to really be honest with myself. And I listened to them, and it wasn't too long after listening to those MP3s of Rabbi Tobias Singer that I realized not only do Jews have good apologetics, but they're right.
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing when you talk about the concept of, is he the Messiah? You know, first you got challenged about the deity. And, you know, Rod and I often describe this as like a highway with many lanes. And you kind of drift from full-blown Christianity to kind of some form of Hebrew roots, Messianic Judaism, mm-hmm. Torah observance into... and the exit is, that exit ramp is when you get to the concept of, well, wait a minute, he's not God, but I still think he's Messiah. And you start slowly making your way across the lanes until finally you exit at, well, wait a minute, he doesn't meet any of the requirements at all for being the Messiah, and you hit the exit ramp and you're off.
It becomes sort of a two-legged stool that gets kicked off from under you. And then you're just at this place, okay, I've now, and personally, my experience was I became frustrated at attempting to put square pegs of systematic Christian theology into round holes of Torah. It just doesn't fit. And no matter how you slice it, it's just not going to fit. And I really think that you nailed it when you did say Rabbi Tobias Singer was finally, he was reaching out. Though he's outreached Judaism, he realizes this now, he is reaching many thousands of Christians with this, with a solid apologetic, Jewish apologetics that has real answers. These are not belief systems. These are true answers that Hashem declares to his people. And that to me was the relief. And I want to ask you, do you feel the same way? What, as a pastor, I was 31 years in Christian ministry. And what became frustrating for me is I felt like I was the Fred Astaire of Christian theology. I was always dancing around trying to provide you a good answer, all the while knowing it was full of holes. But we would always boil it down to this. Well, this is just what we believe. Why do we believe this? Because we have to have faith. Why do we have to have faith? Well, we have to have faith because we just have to believe. It was just like
because this is what we believe. And you go round and round and round until you,
right.
Until you're honest with yourself. Until you're honest with yourself and you say why. And then you do the investigation. And it's when you get to listen to a person who will talk to you, not from a when I say spiritual, I mean that from a Christian perspective. That spiritual talk that you usually get in on a Sunday morning, but from a scholarly, solidly founded, scripturally founded, reasonable and rational perspective. When you get to listen to that and you get a taste for that, and you say, "This is what I want," and I want backing for everything I believe. And when you see that in the Tanakh that you have the opportunity to do that, it becomes addictive, doesn't it?
It absolutely does become addictive. And let me tell you, for each one of us who have gone on this journey, and there are many thousands of people just like us who don't have a platform like Truth to You or Arut Sheva, Light to the Nations. For each one of us who has always had a deep and earnest yearning for connecting or to connect to God, the creator of the universe, to finally find what I call the Rosetta Stone of Hashem, and that is the Torah, was just so refreshing and so powerful. And it overwhelmed me for the first probably 3 or 4 years. And now to finally be at the place to where we can truly say, I may not know all the answers, but I sure do know where to get them, right? Look, we're coming up on the bottom of the hour. It's about 30 minutes after the hour. So stay tuned. We'll be back with Jono with truthtoyou.org. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
And we're back on A Light to the Nations with my co-host, my lovely and holy brother, Rod Bryant, and our wonderful guest from Down Under, my friend and our friend, Jono Vandoor. Jono.
G'day.
G'day. So, you know, going back, talking about our history a little bit, you know, you and I did a show together. I was on Truth to You with you doing a thing called Treasures from the Tanakh.
It wasn't just a show. We went through the entire book of Job chapter by chapter.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And I'm being nice. I'm not talking about maggots and vomit and skin falling.
The detail people that he went into and the graphicness of it. It was difficult at times.
Jonah has a weak stomach. Anyway, the reason I'm bringing it up really is because, you know, when you and I were doing that, and that was in the early days, I think, of your new part of your journey. We were getting a lot of pushback for people. You were getting a lot of pushback on Truth to You from a lot of people who were very angry about this journey that you were on and, very angry about the things that you were saying, and people were questioning where you were. They didn't feel you were being honest about what you believed and so forth.
Yeah.
But the reason I'm bringing it up is because one of the things that we talked about early on in the show today was the fact that all of these groups, all of these physical groups across the United States are popping up, but more so groups that are popping up on Facebook, on the internet, like Leaving Christianity and Torah Babies and things like that. And I think it's interesting. I'd like to hear your take on, because I'm noticing that a lot of people that were giving you and I and others like us, like Jeff Gilbert and Rod, and, you know, giving us a hard time, are now the people that are in these groups. So what are you hearing from people out there?
So it's a difficult place to stand, but as you know, if we are persistent and we maintain our volume, people will listen. And even if they listen, as we were talking earlier, even if they come to Truth to You by secret or whatever it may be, they should be allowed to evaluate the taboo information. You know, I've heard it said before that God is not threatened by our questions. There's no reason why we cannot approach him with a question. We should be able to evaluate information, accept truth from whatever source it comes, right? But the initial reaction when you hear something that goes against a very core belief is to become defensive and become a little bit angry and to press against it. And we experience that a lot. But you have to expect to experience that a lot. And I even come from the position that you have to respect that they will react that way, because it's part of the Christian tradition. Is so much of the Christian tradition is taught to react that way, react in a sort of a hostile, angry way when they hear something that really does challenge them and paint them into a corner. It's just part of their religion, and I understand that because I was there once. And but at the same time, I do feel like the information has to be made available, and people have to be able to feel like they have the opportunity to listen to things that are taboo and to really weigh it up, because so much of what we believe is stuff that we were just brought up with, and we live in this bubble of confirmation bias. We will only listen to someone if they already agree with us. Well, tell us what you believe before I go to your website. You know what I mean? That sort of perspective. But once they get enough courage, if you like, to listen to the information that's out of bounds, and they evaluate it, then they have the power to make decisions. And we've seen, Ira, we've seen many of them. We've seen a lot of people make those decisions and come back and apologize and say, look, I used to say this about you, and I told people not to listen to you, and I said some terrible things, but I'm really sorry because now I see that the Tanakh, that the Torah is true.
Yeah,
I think for most of us, we can understand the angst and anxiety that comes along with realizing that your belief systems were just simply ideas. Because they weren't anchored in what we would consider facts and historical and archaeological and scientific and biblical fact, they're just ideas. Belief systems without having the facts of Torah, Judaism and Torah, are just ideas. And everybody has an idea out there. And I think that what happens is we get trapped in this concept that I've got to defend my paradigm of truth. And that's why in the age that we're living in now, you'll often hear people say, well, you know, my truth is my truth and your truth is your truth. And there's really not any centrality of truth out there. We just all have a little truth, right? And you and I and Ira and many people have found out that's not true. There is truth, and the truth is found in the words of Hashem. And what I love to say to people is this, when they ask me, what do you believe? What's your belief in this? You know, how do you believe about this? I tell them, I say, my belief's immaterial. It really, really is immaterial what I believe. I do trust God, and I trust what Hashem says, trust what his word says. So, you know, I'm just going to go with what God says, and my beliefs are not important. And it freed me from having to always quantify everything. Just say, look, this is what God says. Don't shoot the messenger.
Don't shoot. That's right. And so a lot of people go to Truth to You, and they will want to confirm that we share some common assumptions before they listen to the program. So they'll go to the About page. Now, when they go to the About page, they get Jeremiah 16. That's all I've got there. And it says that our fathers inherited lies. And it's just the quote. And when they read that, they have to ask themselves, am I one of those? Because when I would say that when people shelve the New Testament and they refine their faith to the Tanakh, they become a statistic of that prophecy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's precisely that is leading hundreds, if not thousands, of people in their search to connect to the beauty of Torah and the knowledge of God. Our goal is not here to try to convert the non-Jew to Judaism. We're here to connect the nations to authentic relationship with the creator of the universe. And you can have that authentic relationship and divest yourself of your religious paradigms that has really become a very interfering factor in your authentic, pure relationship with Hashem. And we're here to tell you there is a great world out there. And Jono, you could testify to it, a great world. And even though it came with a struggle, how do you feel now where you're at in your life and what you're doing?
I'm very, very comfortable. And in fact, it has come as with some struggles, but I've always made decisions in regards to Truth to You, because I wanted to reflect my journey. I've been forced to make decisions of going in directions that I believe will be unpopular, and going in directions that I believe will be detrimental to the web traffic, if you like, of Truth to You. The thing that has always amazed me, guys, is that the opposite has been true. When I go in a direction that I think is going to be unpopular, more people, it seems, listen in secret. And it amazes me when I look at the stats of Truth to You, how many thousands of people are listening around the world. It's exciting because one has to speculate that we are in a moving into potentially the messianic era.
Right.
And that's an exciting thing. And so, as I say, as more people become statistics of that prophecy in Jeremiah 16, as they realize and they come back to God and they say, our fathers inherited lies. Shall man make gods which are not gods? And they come back to the truth of the Torah, and they refine their faith back to the truth of the Torah. It's an amazing time to be doing what we're doing. So I feel really privileged. It's a very, very great privilege for me to be able to host these programs. And really, all I am, all Truth to You, is it's the soapbox.
Right.
And it's a very great privilege for me, not just to do the program, but to learn from people like Ira when we did Treasures from the Tanakh. People can find the whole book of Job on Truth to You. From people like Rabbi Tovia Singer of Outreach Judaism, and his, you know, to have his books now, which are like manuals, you know, next to me on my bookshelf. Let's Get Biblical, Why Doesn't Judaism Accept the Christian Messiah, Volumes 1 and 2. I can't recommend them highly enough. People like Rabbi Michael Skobach of JewsForJudaism.ca and Jews for Judaism in Canada. We've been going through the alleged 365 messianic prophecies that Jesus supposedly fulfilled in the New Testament. We've been going through them systematically, one by one. And it's exciting, and people are listening, and people are evaluating these for the very first time. It's a great privilege for me.
The show that you're doing with Rabbi Skobach is, by the way, brilliant. Great work. You really, this is going to be have amazing results. I just want to ask you this: are you surprised also at the hits that you're getting from some of the countries that you would have thought never would ever go on that website, Truth to You.
Blows my mind.
when you realize, like Nativ, we'll find Pakistan.
Yeah, Yemen, Saudi Arabia. Saudi Who's listening Arabia. In Saudi Arabia yeah. and Iran? I don't, you know, I mean, good on you guys for listening. I mean, but, you know, be careful. But that's, I'm pleasantly surprised by the 120 odd countries that are listening to Truth to You. And people that are courageous enough to evaluate information that isn't popular where they live. So yeah, it is. It's an amazing thing, and it's wonderful to be a part of.
You know, what's amazing to me is when you mention the Messianic Age, and I think it was crazy to me when I finally came to this understanding. You know, also having been on my own journey. That just the opposite of what we believed is true. In other words, we believe that the Jewish people needed to come to some kind of faith in order for the Messianic Age to take place. And it's just the opposite. What's happening now in this day with the nations coming to Torah is really, truly what the Torah is all about. I've often said this, that my realization now is, and some Jewish people get upset with me when I say this, but the Torah is not about the Jews at all. The Torah is about us being given an instruction manual for how to live before God, but to be a model and a light to the rest of and the nations lives. To show them how they can also have that same type of relationship. That's what's really happening in this day. So it's
that's
really
what's, and we have to expect it to happen because it says that 10 men of every nation will come that's and take the hem of a Jew and say, now we know that God is with you.
Right.
We thought he was with us.
No, that's true. You know, I had a young Muslim about 25 years old in another country, and I won't give any more information because I would hate to endanger him, but he's left his Islamic faith and has been in touch with me. And he asked one question that it was interesting to hear this question. He says, I've come to the realization that God gave the Torah to the Jews. So what do we get? And I responded back by saying this, you've asked or asked the wrong question, or you've made a statement that you really should be asking, why did God give the Torah to the Jews? And then my response was, he gave the Torah to the Jews to preserve it and to be a light to the nations, and they are to teach the Torah to the nations. And that Torah, therefore, is also for the nations. And the relief that came back from this young Muslim who is by himself in the country he lives in, there is no Jewish community. There is not a B'nai Noach community. There's no one there to help coach him and guide him. And he's alone. And he is one of many hundreds of Muslim men and women who are secretly loving Hashem and walking a godly moral life. And we're here to tell those people that you have a vibrant relationship with the creator of the universe. God loves you and he's proud of you. He's proud of the journey that you are making. Stick with it and be strong. Mm.
And be strong. That's right.
Jono, so you mentioned a couple of people, and we didn't get a chance to bring something else up, but you have something coming up. And there was a little controversy with this individual the other day in one of the groups. It's interesting. I had to jump in because people were questioning his group. But I know you're involved with Ross Nichols as well, right?
Ross. Now, Ross is another one of those courageous people. Yeah. Ross Nichols of rootsoffaith.org, rootsoffaith.org. He and I recorded a program entitled... And because of the title, by the way, it's been an exceptionally popular program. It's called Following Jesus Out of Christianity. And everyone goes, what can that possibly mean? Following Jesus out of Christianity. And he's currently writing a book on the topic, and it's going to be great when it comes out. I can't wait. But Ross and I, and by the way, Jason Spiritual Babies of spiritualbabies.net, I know he's been on your program as well. Mm-hmm. By the way, did you guys know that he's written a book as well called Paul Quoting Jesus?
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? You can find it on Amazon. It's one of my favorite books. Paul Quoting Jesus is the book that Jason wrote. And Jason and I collaborate all the time on Truth to You. We're currently doing Torah Pearls with Rabbi Tobias Singer of OutreachJudaism.org. And we're just, it's the Torah portion. This is season two of Torah Pearls, systematically going through the Torah. Now, the exciting thing is that these three men are coming with me to the Holy Land in November 2015. So it's only a year away, and we're going to be trying to get from Dan to Beersheba, and with a whole lot in between, and spend a whole lot of time in Jerusalem, and it's entirely a Tanakh tour. We won't be going to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre or anything like that.
The Church of the Holy Splinter.
The Church of the Holy Splinter and the Church of the Nativity and all those other tombs. We won't be going to those. So it's entirely Tanakh, and it's going to be very, very exciting because, as Tobia says, you can't take three steps without having to stop and explain why this place that you're standing is holy and significant and where it is in the Tanakh and what it talks about. And so we're very, very excited, and there's still some places left if people are listening and they want to get on board on that tour. It goes for 10 days, I think. The details are on truthtoyou.org. That's truth2u.org. And you'll see on there it says Israel Tour 2015. Just click on that. It'll give you the necessary details. You need to put a deposit to secure your place. So, yeah, we're very, very excited about that.
I think there are going to be some cameo appearances on that bus as well.
There is. You better believe that you're going to be popping up there sometime, Ira.
I don't want to say.
Oh, no. you better be there because you're going to be living there at the time.
You're going to be there, right? Yeah.
All right. Absolutely, so this is exciting. We're going to have to catch up with you as well. And there's probably some other, I can't say who they will be, but it would not surprise me if we meet up with other people who have been guests on the program as well. And I really look forward to that. So it's going to be jam-packed and a very exciting tour.
Awesome.
You have really sparked some interest, I know, in a lot of people. And you have all the prices and all the information on how they can sign up on the website, right?
On the website, truth2u.org. That's the one.
.org. Now, let's, in the final few minutes of the program, want to bring up to the surface, there's a lot of people out there who may be familiar with you guys or Light to the Nations, Nativ, whatever, but are not really familiar with the full breadth of good, solid research, websites, communities. You know, we're living in a virtual world. I think it's interesting that the Messianic era and this Rabbi Abraham Sutton has really come down with a great understanding of this in spiritual technology, that this virtual world that we live in is helping to usher in the potential Messianic era, because of the knowledge of God is spreading throughout the world via the internet. And I think we're going to take a few moments and mention a couple of places, some of these places. For example, if you happen to be a Christian and you're struggling to find the truth and you need a place of community of people to communicate with, there's a website called Leaving Christianity and Finding Truth. Not a website. It's a Facebook page.
Yep.
And there's actually a public group and a private group. If you want to be in the private group so no one else can see the message traffic, then ask to be in and or ask somebody to refer you in. That is a great site. Why don't you go through and list a few that you know of?
Yeah, there's that one. There's also you'll find the Truth to You study group. There's a group there as well, which is growing daily, and more people are having conversations back and forth on various topics there. Spiritual Babies also has a Facebook page. There is a Facebook page for Truth to You as well. But there's an incredible I mentioned Ross Nichols. He also has he meets in a synagogue, people. He meets in a synagogue every Shabbat, and there is a group of people congregating there, not too dissimilar, I think, from your
Right. And it's actually that synagogue is, I believe, the oldest synagogue in the state of Louisiana or something like that. It's like,
is that right? And it's a beautiful synagogue. It's just been renovated. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, it was renovated.
So it's very exciting.
By the actual community.
And you hear about these little pockets of people that are congregating and having what is kind of a service of like-minded people who have refined their faith to the Tanakh, and those who are curious about such and are free to join in. And it's becoming less unusual because these people are growing every single week. There are more and more of these people. And so you can find a whole lot of places on Facebook like that as well. And just to encourage people, I have never, ever been in a with like-minded people in real life. It's always been on the internet for years now. for years now. So
it has been. This is, and like I said, if you want to find good places to study, you look at people like Rabbi Tovia Singer, Rabbi Michael Skolbach, Rabbi Avraham Greenbaum, Rabbi Sutton, Rabbi David Katz. All of these people, you can actually find them on Facebook if you go to Truth to Use website or Nativ's website or Ross Nichols' Facebook page. You'll find references. Trust me, the people that we are in contact with are good, solid people. Jono, great to have you on the show. Ira and I are so proud of what you're doing and so glad that we are in relationship with each other and helping to bring about the knowledge of Hashem to the world. We appreciate it. God bless.
It's a pleasure and a privilege to be on. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Shalom.